The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
So let's welcome to the studios of Freedom 106.5 FM, Mr. Lasana Philbert, author, self-proclaimed introvert. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning.
Come a little closer to the mic.
Right.
Yeah?
That's good?
Yes. Now we can hear you. So tell me a little bit about yourself. You know, how did Lasana start to write? You know, what was your journey like? What was the pivotal moment for you to decide, yeah, I need to write about this?
Well, all right. So I basically started writing in primary school. That's where the love of writing began. And it began with creative writing, like essays. And then I transitioned into, you know, writing songs. My teenage years, and then in college, academic papers, I fell in love with writing. And then I reverted back to poetry, which was something that, you know, I used to dabble in here and there. But as I got older, I reverted back into poetry, and I fell in love with it completely. And from then forth, I just, you know, set out to, you know, become an author, you know, and poet.
And the titles of your books say a lot, so this one is, tell me the first one, this one?
No, the first one is Thoughts from an Isolated Soul.
So we've got Thoughts from an Isolated Soul, right. Reflections, Life in Hindsight,
right.
Introverted Thoughts, right. A Collection of Poems, and The Evolution of Thoughts, A Collection of Poetry and Prose.
Right.
So the word introvert comes up a lot.
Mm.
And the meaning of introvert, meaning you're not as, as they say, outside.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
You are a person that basically observes and, and be on the background. What has that been like for you in terms of connections and life? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, being an introvert, you know, your connections with people and society as a whole, you know, will be limited. But that's where I thrive. You know, I thrive being alone, being isolated, observing everything, and that's where actually I get my ideas to write from, by being distant and observing everything and being able to calculate and write stuff, you know, and come up with the books that you have in front of you.
So do you think that being an introvert gives a different perspective on life? I know pace is different. What are some of the things that you observe that an extrovert would take for granted?
The moments of silence and solitude, where you can sit and actually reflect and look at life and observe from the backdrops of all the noise and static and stuff like that, you know? So I think that being an introvert and having that opportunity to be alone and sit down and think and look at life from different angles is, I think, is one of the best things. Not knocking anyone who's an extrovert or anything like that, outgoing, but extrovert, they actually miss a lot of things because they are so busy interacting with
people. Yeah, the pace is a whole lot faster.
Right, yeah, it's actually faster. So they will actually miss things an introvert will pick up on. Yeah.
And The Evolution of Thoughts, A Collection of Poetry, this is by Lasana, is a collection of free verse poetry and prose that examines life, spirituality, and the human condition. It charts the author's evolving understanding of the world, exploring both obvious and hidden factors that influence our lives. Each poem encourages readers to think deeply about their own emotions, beliefs, and life experiences, with the hope that within such deep self-introspection, the reader discovers the hidden wisdoms that surround us. The essence of life itself, the very thing that adds true meaning to our existence. For those who seek insight, inspiration, and a deeper understanding of the world, The Evolution of Thoughts offers a moving and thought-provoking journey. A must-read for anyone interested in poetic dialogues about religion, politics, and the human experience. Do you think that your perspective on these topics are very intense as compared to, let's say, the extrovert or the ones who are fast-paced?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, these poems and prose that's in these books came about from me standing back and writing and evaluating life as a whole. An extrovert wouldn't have that time or that luxury to actually write stuff like this because, they're so busy interacting with everybody in society that they miss things. All right. So my perspective on religion, politics, and the human condition is absolutely unique in a sense that it's my worldview.
Yeah.
On how I see things in a nutshell in all my books.
For this year, 2025, it's been a very changed-filled year.
Right.
And a lot of energy has been bandied about, you know, and in some cases overwhelms a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
In your seeking that space as an introvert, what are some of the more stirring things you've noticed for 2025?
That people are more inclined to their own personal views when it actually comes to, you know, religion, politics, and other aspects of life. Now we live in a time where whatever a person believes in, that's what they go on. It could be either factual or it could be false.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like one of the highlights I'm seeing in 2025, that people are just basing their opinions on what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I observe thus far this year, especially around this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone is just self-centered. What they believe, that's it.
And they will go with
and
it.
They will go with it.
Yeah.
You know?
And the emotions that come out of it,
right,
as an introvert, you have any tips as to how to deal with that? Because, you know, in the space, you're almost like an absorbing person within the space.
So one of my tips is basically to try to be more tolerant. Because introverted people, we actually tend to run away from individuals who we see as, you know, imposing on our, you know, our space with those types of attitudes or behaviors and stuff like that. So I think we have to be more understanding and, you know, and tolerant in that aspect as introverts. And that's my advice.
Do you think an introvert should be head of the United States of America right now?
Right now, I think an introvert would be the best person, because he will be, you know, I think most introverts, and people might, you know, think I'm wrong, but a lot of introverted people are objective thinkers, you know? So I think, yeah, in that instance, you know, we need a U.S. president who's actually objective and someone who's actually, a fact seeker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And giving a space where calmness kind of dictates
how
we deal with things.
And not to rush into any, you know, decisions and stuff like that, like what we've seen with the immigrants and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's
here
terrible.
Too. I mean, when you apply it to Trinidad too, probably.
Yeah, here is a little bit different, right? Mm. Here we need, all right, every country has a right to, I don't like to get into political topics and stuff like
but
that.
Generally.
But this is my opinion,
yeah,
right? Here, as in the U.S., we need to have some type of adherence to immigration laws.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just can't come into your country and reside and think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way to actually go about it. Now, in a time of crisis, okay, it's different. But still, there's rules to follow, right? Here, for us, we know that Venezuela had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why they're here. Because in years prior, they weren't around.
Mm-hmm.
So we know something caused them to actually be here.
Mm-hmm.
However, we still need to address it, because we can't be overwhelmed by all these people.
Yeah, because we are in a position where we're trying to sustain ourselves.
Right, right, right.
And not to say that we are unneighborly.
Yeah.
And we have a dislike or a disdain for them. But we have to also take care of things for them, for us to be able to take care of them.
Absolutely. But majority of them, from my observation, I see them working hard.
Harder than some of us.
Yeah, they actually work very hard, and they work in lower-end jobs, you know, that the typical Trinidadian would not work in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but from that aspect, okay, cool. They're hard workers, the majority of them, but they have a few that's making it bad for everyone that's here who, you know, contributing to crime. It's well-known. It's documented. It's well-known. You know, people could dance around the topic all they want.
Mm-hmm.
They are contributing to crime here and also in other places.
Yeah.
So, you know, they need to be dealt with in a humane manner. Not like how Trump is doing it, but something needs to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little more about the messages that are in your books, and I would like you to read an excerpt as well, if you don't mind. Yeah? All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, TNT, we'll continue to talk to Mr. Lasana Filbert.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Welcome back, TNT. And as I said, in studio, we have Sana. I've been told that I can call him that. Mr. Filbert, who is a writer of poetry, a self-proclaimed introvert. So we're getting how the introvert deals with spaces that entails a lot of scrutiny. So I was just asking him to, you know, tell us about how you conquer being an introvert and being in a space as a writer, because it tends to draw a lot of attention. How do you navigate through that?
Well, me personally, I tend to avoid the attention because writing is my space, and yeah. I guess a lot of introverts space too as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we actually tend to shy away from public, and we tend to be in our own little bubbles, writing, doing hiking, you know, our own thing. So I guess writing for me, you know, is my little space where I can express myself freely, you know, as opposed to being out in the public.
You were telling me of another writer that you met them? Will you interact as well?
He doesn't even want me to see him. He doesn't even want me to see him, but he will send texts and we'll, you know, talk like that. And his whole thing is that, his name is Atticus, by the way. He has like over 1 million followers on Instagram. Yeah, and on Substack too as well, another social media platform, but mainly for writers and other creatives. And he doesn't want to be seen, period. That's his thing. And he's an introvert. I call him a super introvert.
Yeah, right? So, almost like a recluse.
Yeah, he doesn't
There was another writer like that. His name is escaping me, but he was a prolific writer as well. Nobel writer for literature as well. I will get his name in a minute. They did a whole movie on him. It was, you know, both fact and fiction mixed together. I'll get the name of the writer just now.
Is Bukowski?
Was it Bukowski? But he was a recluse as well.
Not Bukowski, he wasn't a recluse. He was kind of outlandish, but...
No, I know that one, but there was another one, and I will get the name of it. But Bansky is another artist, but this is a different genre. He's a graffiti artist who would come out in the dark of night. Nobody knows what this guy looks like, but he would leave his messages in graffiti, and he did a piece that went up for auction. And as it was sold, the painting was destroyed.
Wow.
Yeah. But the whole gimmick in itself, you know, caused a stir, and he was more on message than anything else. But I guess that's the way introverts work.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So highlights as a writer, could you highlight one of your moving or most significant moments as a writer?
I think I have like three, but I'll just start with the first one. The first one was basically when my first book, Thoughts from an Isolated Soul. Bookworld in Dubai accepted to actually house my books there, and I was actually inquiring, are there any other Caribbean self-published authors housed here? And they were like, no, you're the first. So I was like, wow. So at that moment, I was like, okay, this is the highlight of my life as a writer. My first book being housed in Bookworld in Dubai Mall, I was like elated. All right, you see, the second one came when I was actually nominated to take part in an anthology with other authors from around the world, self-published authors from Canada, England, Sweden, Finland, and other places like that. And we actually came up with an anthology called The Notes App, where we contribute poems and, you know, into an anthology, and we published it like last year or sometime. And the third highlight for me was when I got an email back from the Caribbean Writer, which is the longest-running literary magazine in the Caribbean, who accepted three of my poems that I submitted, and they said that I'm going to be featured in their 39th volume, which is supposed to be coming out soon. So that's my...
Those are the highlights.
Those are my highlights.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
And the journey of being self-published.
Right.
What was that journey like?
Well, as opposed to traditional, you know, it's a little bit more daunting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's difficult. You know, you don't have a whole marketing team behind you. You don't have a publicist. You don't have the trappings of a traditional author.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's very difficult. It's not easy. Right,
mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna sit here and act like, you know, all these books that's in front of you here came about with ease.
Mm-hmm.
The writing is the easy part, right?
Yeah,
you know, formatting them, publishing them, and getting them out. Those are the hard part, and actually marketing too as well,
mm-hmm.
is actually difficult. So these books, as far as everything that you see, I created it from scratch. The only thing that wasn't created by me were these two book covers. The third collection and the fourth one,
mm-hmm.
I stopped creating my own covers, but the first two I created them. So everything in the book, how it's formatted, how it looks, everything is me. I mm-hmm. did it from scratch. So that's it.
And I'm thinking from the introverted side, the intensity of your research to get this done, you know, it must have been, as I say, pretty intense, where you research every single detail to get it right. Was it like that?
No, it's not really research. It really, all of this, all of these books right here is basically a manifestation of my thoughts. So I didn't have to research anything. What I had to do was kind of edit and have them edited by other people and scrutinized.
Right.
And that's basically it. But as far as research, I don't rely on anything external. Everything comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The point of having the editor go through your stuff, what was that like for you? Like, he laughs.
Yeah, story. Fuzzy asked me the same question, like in 2019 when I was on Morning Edition.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me the same question for this first book right there, Thoughts from an Isolated Soul. My first editor, I had to push back on her a lot. She wanted to change the way that I express myself, and I found that very, very hard to accept. And mm-hmm. this is what traditional publishing does too as well. They try to change the way you convey your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions
mm-hmm.
to the general public. And I refuse to mess with my creative process.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons why I chose self-publishing too as well, to have my, to keep my creativity intact
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So yeah. So that's basically it.
Well, you did well, Fasir Muhammad.
Yeah. Faz, he's a tough cookie, but I actually made it. You know, I made it through that interview.
And I would like you to read one of your favorite poems for us. You know, the one that moves you the most.
All right, so I'll just read this short one. It's called Unknown, and it's from my latest collection, The Evolution of Thoughts. The unknown. More than ever, I probe life in search of what is. The unknown intrigues me in ways many won't understand. A curiosity that blinds me at times, always seeking to know aforehand. For there is no returning to this path. Therefore, my eyes search the night skies while my ears listen for distant things, hoping to find answers to the unknown that still intrigues me.
I like. And as you say, the poems visit various topics,
right?
From religion, spirituality, interactions as well,
and just mundane stuff too as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but most of the themes around those three things. Yeah.
What's the most important message you'd like to get to fellow introverts doing something that they're passionate about?
What I would say as a, you know, to my fellow introverts and everyone as a whole, mm-hmm. you know, always try to do things that's positive. Leave a positive legacy behind. Because the negative aspects of life, that you don't want to be remembered like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so always make it a goal to be positive in everything that you do. And don't be afraid to express yourself and be creative, because there's creativity in everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Most people suppress it because of fear.
Yeah.
And fear is one of the biggest killers of dreams out there. So I encourage everyone, all introverts and everyone as a whole, to, you know, always put your best foot forward and be positive in everything that you do in life, because we're not here forever, you know?
Very true.
Right.
is J.D. Salinger is the author.
J.D.
Salinger.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, the recluse.
So nobody ever saw him?
From the story that I got, he sends his work via courier.
Courier, okay.
And the editor will look at it and then he will send it back to Salinger. And he was one of the toughest persons to actually market because book signings, he's not doing that.
Yeah.
You know, award shows, you're not getting him out to do that. Would you think that you would fall into that category?
Sort of. I don't really like, I shy away from the public. And it's not that I don't like people. It's just I really love my personal space and just existing in my own bubble.
Yeah.
You know?
It takes a lot to recharge an introvert's battery.
Yeah, and we get drained pretty fast. Like, even if two or three people is talking constantly, that could drain you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they're talking things that, you know,
makes no sense,
of no substance whatsoever. That completely drains an introvert like me, especially. So, you know, conversations like this, you know, we like it.
You're right. Yeah.
So
I have another question for you. For the young writers out there, children who are listening, what would be the advice that you would give to your younger self that they can take to become writers?
I would say don't throw anything that you write on paper when you're young. Save it because you might need it later on in life, or you might look back and on what you wrote as a child and draw inspiration from that to create something in the present. So as a young writer, I would, you know, encourage them to continue writing and don't throw away anything. Keep it and always keep building on that, you know, and always look for ways to actually share your thoughts, because you never know how your thoughts may impact people as a whole.
Yeah.
All right. And as far as if they want to get into like self-publishing and stuff like that, that's a whole different ballgame. So all they need to do is research the company that they're going to publish through and make sure their manuscripts are impeccable. All right. And make sure they get a good graphic designer to create book covers for them too as well. And they need to market themselves, like what I'm doing right now. I'm trying my best to get it out there, because everyone in my circle are telling me, yo, your work is exceptional. Some of my professors will tell me, yo, this is, what are you doing? You need to get out there. But again, me being an introvert, you know, keeps me back in a sense from really being gaining the exposure that I think I deserve.
Yeah.
You know, so
I think it's one step at a time as well.
Yeah.
Do it afraid is a piece of advice that I got.
And I've been writing from since the age of like 8, all the way up until now.
Really?
Yeah. So I published my first book when I was 34. Yeah. And never stopped. So I've been a self-published author for like over 8 years now.
Yeah.
So I have a whole, a vast array of knowledge of how to self-publish and create books and stuff like that. So
anyone who's listening right now and would like a little advice on that journey, how do they get in contact with you and how do they get the books?
They can get, well, my books are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and they can also get it via Ingram Spark too as well. All right. If they need publishing advice, I don't mind helping anyone for free. They can contact me via lasanafilbert@gmail.com. Outlook.com, sorry. Or they can hit me up on Instagram or Facebook. I will respond when I see it. All right. So, and that's it. I don't mind helping anyone who has stuff and wants to know anything about self-publishing, how it goes.
Well, Sana, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about...
thank you for having me.
And telling us about the introvert journey so we could understand it a little more.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.